Bulletin COP30 Brazil, information from the UN Conference for Climate Change.
Climate justice and public health go hand in hand, and Brazil is leading by example. As Belém prepares to host COP30 in November, the Brazilian government is advancing an ambitious plan to safeguard public health from the impacts of climate change. The Belém Health Action Plan was launched during the 5th Global Conference on Health and Climate, bringing together experts, government officials, and civil society. The goal is to build stronger, more resilient health systems capable of responding to the challenges of changing planet. Mariangela Simon, Secretary for Health and Environmental Surveillance at the Ministry of Health, explains. There is no denying that we are facing a climate emergency, and it is affecting people's health. Brazil is bringing this plan forward now as a central contribution to the global climate agenda, because health can be part of the solution. The plan also centers the voices of traditional communities, including quilombola groups, historically formed by descendants of enslaved Africans in Brazil, who have long resisted and protected ecologically vital territories. Sandra Andrade, from the National Coordinating Office for Black Rural Quilombola Communities, underscores the critical role these communities play in advancing sustainable development.
A população quilombola é essencial para a preservação da floresta.
Sandra says, quilombola communities are essential to preserving the forest and all of Brazil's biomes. We are guardians of biodiversity. The Amazon is black too. Data show that over the past 40 years, quilombola territories have preserved 97% of their native vegetation. Yet 94% of these communities face land disputes and water-related conflict.
94% dos quilombos estão anexados por conflito territorial e conflitos por água.
Youssef Nassef, Director of Adaptation at the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, praised the initiative, highlighting its focus on equity and long-term commitment.
Another good feature that we heard in the presentation earlier is that there's an expectation that this will be followed through at each COP session. So it's not just one big bang and then we never hear about it again. But it's really important to have that follow through and ensure that the promises that were made are being implemented.
As the world looks ahead to COP30, Brazil is making it clear. Protecting the climate also means protecting public health, especially for the most vulnerable. With information from COP30, Laura Carrasco Frederico.
Bulletin COP30 Brazil. Information from the UN Conference for Climate Change, a Brazilian presidency partnership of COP30 with the government radio agency. For more information, visit cop30.br.